Luckily, I have the best in-laws in the world. They also listen to this podcast.
I've said it before and I've said it again. You just gotta say certain things because we know who's listening.
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
I do love every time that we take a break, because whenever we come back, I get so many comments from people being like, oh my gosh, you guys are back again.
God, I love that. You know what? Maybe we do have a secret following of people that we haven't even met yet. How cool would that be?
It would be really cool, except sometimes I kind of wonder what people who hear the show who don't know us, what they think about the things that I say. I'm curious as to like, this person must think I'm a crazy person.
But you bring so much pizzazz to the show.
Pizzazz is another word for extra and drama.
You are extra. Come on.
But you're
so entertaining. All of my friends are like, Jamie is so entertaining. I'm like, I know. And they're like, is he always like that? I'm like, yes. Like, you do not put on a persona. Like, this is you through and through.
To a T. Yeah. And that's the thing I like about the show, is we are our authentic selves all the time. And there are times where I forget what we talk about. I said something about my boss. He somehow found out about our podcast. And then he's just like,
was it bad? I don't even remember.
Neither do I. Something about stealing or something. I don't remember. But
oh, I mean, who doesn't steal toilet paper from their workplace? It was 2020. Okay.
Yeah. 2020. That's when it stopped. Absolutely. Anyway, how have you been? What's new? What's going on?
You know, just surviving, going back to Ontario again.
When are you heading out?
In September.
Are you going to be in Ontario the same time I'm going to be in Ontario?
Wait, when are you going to Ontario? Yes, you are going to Ontario.
Yeah, the third week of September, the 20th.
Yes, I will be. I have a wedding.
Right, you did tell me about this, right? How long are you gone for?
3 weeks.
That's a very long wedding, okay.
I was like, you know, it's going to be harvest, so peace, see you later.
I thought you were going to say, I want to go before harvest. No, you're going to avoid it. Smart.
I'm avoiding harvest at all costs. And this is how much my family absolutely loves me. Mm-hmm. My mom is flying out and me and the kids are meeting her at the Edmonton airport just so that she can fly back home with us.
With you. Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's commit. Wait. Is Garrett going with you?
No.
Is he going to join you for the wedding?
No. Okay. No, it's going to be harvesting. Yeah. So my mom's like, why don't you? She's like, I can either come out there for harvest or you can come back to Ontario. And so I was like, all right, if you want to. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't get us. Yeah. That's how much they love me. And then my sister's going to fly home with us.
Do they love you that much? Or is it like, we know she needs help with them kids. So,
you know what? I think it's more, let me snuggle the baby and play with your son kind of thing. Fair. So like, yeah, we love you, obviously, but like, give me the baby.
Yeah. And then you're going to be resting with a margarita. Oh, wait, you can't drink yet, right?
I know. I'm not really drinking because I'm breastfeeding. Right. So, yeah.
I mean, unless Celine just wants to have a super good time, you know, give her a little tequila out the boob.
That's the thing. They're like, if you feel buzzed, your baby will feel buzzed. But I haven't drank in 2 years.
A long time.
Because I, you know, was pregnant with Cole and then I breastfed for almost a year and then I got pregnant shortly after again. So I haven't drank in a really long time that I feel like if I were to take 3 sips, I would be buzzed.
Yeah, 100%.
So I don't know what my limit is.
So now I'm just picturing you literally having one margarita and then breastfeeding Celine. Breastfeeding Celine. And then all of a sudden, Celine just starts going a little crazy, just rocking her head.
She has the best nap of her life.
Oh, she will. And then the biggest hangover the next day for sure.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to do that for anyone listening. Let me just put a disclosure. I'm not doing
that. We know you're not going to breastfeed after. Well, I mean, we'll see what happens, because you're going to text me when you come back. You're like, Jamie, I had a margarita.
I know, but I pumped and dumped.
There you go. That's the solution. Yeah. Okay. Did you go crazy over the whole Taylor Swift coming to Toronto?
I'm on the wait list.
Are you?
So, which means I'm not getting tickets. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I'm actually pissed. My friends really let me down. I put out a group chat and I was like, hey guys, let's get tickets. No one submitted their info to get on the waitlist or to get pre-sale tickets. And they're all just like, yeah, we messed up. And I was like, guys. So they're all hoping that I I somehow magically get tickets, but I'm not going to. I mean, it's been like over a week now and I'm still on the wait list. Like, there's no way.
First of all, why did your friends not submit their information for the pre-sale?
You know what? I know.
It took 2 seconds. I know. You know, if you do end up getting on the list to be able to buy tickets, you shouldn't buy them for your friends. I'm going to say that right to their faces, too. Like, you didn't put your name on the list. You don't get to go.
I know. I'm taking someone else. Right. I'm taking Celine. Her and I can go.
Rocking out.
Yeah.
I am not a huge, huge Swiftie, but I do enjoy a lot of her music. My one friend was like, oh, one of her shows is on his birthday next year. So he's like, it's a sign that we have to go. So he did the same thing as me. We got a bunch of friends together to submit them for tickets. And then one of his friends' girlfriend got a code
Get
tickets, right?
Oh, it's so exciting.
Yeah. Problem was, you're only allowed in for 10 minutes once you get your code, and you have to like make your decision right then and there. And apparently the tickets that they were offered were like $1,000 each. And they're like, well, we can't afford that right now. We were thinking it was going to be a lot cheaper.
Yeah. So
they didn't get their tickets because they couldn't afford it.
$1,000. See, no, I like, there's no, like, I'm not spending $1,000 to see anyone. Yeah, it's just like, that's crazy. But it's also supposed to be like the concert of the decade. Like, it is supposed to be unreal. But also, it's at the Rogers Center. And I know she's playing at stadiums, but that gives me so much anxiety. No, what gives me actually the most anxiety is after the concert, the rush of people going to the go. Oh my. And then everyone's standing there waiting and watching the screen. And then it's like platform, whatever. And then everyone fucking running like cattle. Like, it just like.
It's a lot.
Gives me so much anxiety.
Your anxiety is probably heightened a little bit because you're in a small town most of the time as well, too. So then seeing these big groups of people, because I remember leaving concerts and like sometimes it takes you almost as long to get home as the concert was.
100%.
Off, you know, we don't have to worry because we're not getting tickets. So
we're not going.
We'll watch it from YouTube or whatever documentary they're going to view. And I'm sure it'll be just as good as an experience.
It's coming out on Netflix, I'm sure.
I know, but I still would want to go see it because I got waitlisted twice. So there's a possibility that I might get tickets. If I do, I'll let you know. Text me the show that you want to go to and I'll get you a ticket.
You and I will go together.
As long as it's under $1,000.
Yeah, under like $500.
Yeah, like $450 is the max that I will pay. I'm just letting you know.
Same. My girlfriend was like $300. I was like, you ain't coming.
You're not going.
Like, you can watch it from outside the Rogers Center because you're not coming.
Would you rather be the person who celebrates their birthday for an entire month or be the person who never celebrates their birthday?
No, I already celebrated for a month.
Do you really?
I told Garrett, I was like, it's my birthday. And he's like, it is April 29th. And I was like, it is still the month of April.
So you
still, and depending on how I feel too, because my birthday is April 10th, we either start April 1st and then end at the end of April.
Yeah.
Or we start on the 10th of April and we go to May 10th. So like depending on what I need from Garrett at that moment.
Oh my gosh, this poor man.
It's still my birthday. You know what? He's fine.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100% because I do the same thing and I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Not a month. I would do a week. I do a birthday week or two.
Yeah, usually. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it depends because I have friends in all different provinces too. So sometimes I would go visit people and be like, it's still my birthday. So you're buying, you know, type of thing. But yeah.
I can. Okay. Keep going.
Listen, everyone who's celebrating my birthday with me, you know how I am. This is nothing new. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could also like never not celebrate my birthday. No matter how intimate of a celebration it would be, I would need to express that it's my birthday. Treat me nice.
And not to mention all the free stuff you get every year. Like,
thank you.
You would never give that up. Are you kidding?
No, that is like my birthday is like Black History Month. Whenever it's February, I'm like, guys, this whole month, it's on me. Whatever I do and say, you can't say a damn thing about it.
Let's get personal, personal. Let's get personal, personal.
I don't know if you've seen this because you're not on TikTok, and I don't even know how you're not on TikTok. Anyways, trending right now is girl dinner. Girl, have you seen
that? Yes, I have seen a couple things about that. I don't know what it's about exactly, just things that women would eat for dinner.
Yeah, so basically it's just random things that women eat for dinner that require like no cooking, like minimal effort, and you just kind of put it together and that's your dinner.
What's an example of a girl dinner?
Oh my God, like a bowl of cereal or like some nuts and like half an apple and like a piece of toast.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Do you have a girl dinner?
What you're describing to me sounds very simple, like a gay guy dinner, you know? That's what that sounds like to me.
Makes sense.
2 days ago for dinner, I had a bowl of cereal. I made Mr. Noodles. I had a handful of Twizzlers Pull and Peel and a glass of wine.
That is a girl dinner.
Yeah.
That
I mean, again, it's a girl. It should literally take out one letter. It's a gay dinner. It's the same thing.
It's a gay girl dinner.
Right? What would your typical girl dinner be?
Oh, mine is usually a smorgasbord. It's honestly just like some meat and cheese and some crackers and maybe like toss-ins, like a handful of nuts, a yogurt. Usually I like to get like, you know, like some dairy, a little bit of a protein, a carb in there, maybe a couple of chips. And then I always, you know what's so fucked up is I'm always like, I need like, you know, like a protein and a vegetable and a fruit, and it could be the smallest amount. And then I reward myself with a big slice of chocolate cake or like something so unhealthy. I'm like, but I basically like ate. Like I ate, and so
you balance it out to make you think like you're eating healthy, and like I deserve something for eating healthy today.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. You're crazy.
Yeah, I know.
My question for you is: what is one thing that you would want to change about your partner?
Right off of the top of my head, put the damn dishes in the dishwasher.
In the dishwasher.
Yes, not in the sink. Not around the sink, in the dishwasher.
I don't know what it is about certain men who like to leave their dishes beside the sink.
Oh, it pisses me right off. Or like literally right above the dishwasher, like where the dishwasher is, like the counter space right above it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think like it's the legit gene in their head to be like, my wife or partner told me to do this, so I must do the exact opposite.
Yeah. You know? Yes. I'm not even going to ask you what you would change.
I don't think we have enough time. It's not even being shady. It's just like, there's a difference between being picky and like the things that are just stupid annoying. I have 10 things off the top of my head like that.
I know, that's why I'm not even going to ask you, because I don't want to start a domestic.
It would be. It 100% would start it.
So a list is going around the internet, and it's the top 7 things people pretend to like. And I think you're really going to like this list because it's really funny.
Okay. What do we got?
Okay. Coming in at number 7, traveling, which I think is so funny because I know so many people love traveling, but I know it stresses the hell out of so many people who say that they love traveling. Example, my parents absolutely love traveling. Leading up to traveling, stressed, anxiety. Yeah. I hate being around them. It's terrible.
For the beginning part.
Yes. Like the getting ready part.
Yeah. Well, I'm the same way. I love to travel. Traveling is so annoying to me. If you could like eliminate the travel day, so you don't have to worry about, you know, making sure you have your tickets and your passport and all that stuff. It's just like you mess up one thing and then you're going to be stuck in a different country.
Yeah, totally. Number 6 is straight liquor, like scotch and whiskey, tequila, vodka.
Yeah, no, disgusting. Sorry, no.
Number 5, museums and art galleries.
Are you one of those people who do enjoy going to art galleries or things that are like supposed to move you? Really?
Okay, so growing up, I hated going to art galleries. My mom worked in an art gallery, so we would hit up every single art gallery every time we traveled anywhere.
Yeah.
Now I have a whole appreciation for it. Okay. So yeah, I love art.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I can just say with certain things, like I can go through them. I'm just not one of those people that like will spend 8 hours in a museum. I can bang it out really quickly, going into the rooms. I'm like, okay, yeah, cool.
Same. My parents read everything.
Yeah. No.
Yes. I know.
It's too much. Too much.
Number four, home renovations. I think people love the end results, like traveling. Mm-hmm, they just don't like the process of home renovations. I get that.
Yeah. We have to do some here. And I'm like, I need to make sure that I like book a hotel for the time that stuff is done because I'm not going to stay during renovations.
You know what? You'll just find a client who's selling their house who's not living in it.
And then live in it. You know what? Yeah. I want to admit to that because that's a smart idea.
Number three is childhood plays.
I mean, you're going to experience this. They're going to be terrible, like, Victoria.
You know what? But I'm actually so excited for like Christmas concerts and stuff. Like, come on. So cute.
For how long, though? Because you got to go to these every single year and they're not cute all the time.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
I love this one. Number two is running. Like, so funny.
Nobody really enjoys running.
You know what? I went through a phase of my life where I ran a lot. Like, my dad and I would run together, and then we would get shawarmas right after, which countered. Like, you know, it's all about balance.
Of course.
So I think I enjoyed running because I always knew I got a shawarma at the end of it.
Right. So not actually running.
Okay, and this one's so shady. Their in-laws are their boss.
Let's just keep it real. How many times do people have to pretend that they like their boss? And in-laws are either, if they're great, then that's awesome, but sometimes they're not, and you're like, I don't want to go see so-and-so's parents.
Yeah, totally. Luckily, I have the best in-laws in the world. They also listen to this podcast.
I've said it before and I've said it again. You just gotta say certain things because we know who's listening.
No, but honestly, love my in-laws. And yeah. I have a really awesome boss too. I'm really lucky. But man, there's some bosses out there that I've had that I'm like, that ain't it.
Yeah, I liked having difficult bosses and people just because I like to challenge them. And I like to be like, well, I know what I can get away with. I know what I can say. You can't say that to me because of HR. So what's up?
Jamie, you never cease to amaze me.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an appliance junkie?
No. Actually, I hate shit on my counter.
Okay, wait. What's on your counter right now?
There's a toaster. I hate it. There is a microwave on my counter. I hate it. Mm-hmm. There is the KitchenAid mixer, the latte machine. And Garrett has, what pisses me off the most, he has a pot, like a kettle on the counter. I hate it.
Why do you guys have all these appliances on the counter that you're not using at all time?
I hate it. I hate all of this stuff on the counter. But Garrett loves seeing everything on the counter. It drives me insane.
Yeah, because I am an appliance person. I love having so many appliances, but they're stored away when I'm not using them. And the kitchen counters are completely empty because I'm like, that's how it should be.
It looks so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're ready for it, you put it away.
Yes.
Okay, well, I was going to be like, oh, what's your favorite appliance or whatever? But you don't care for any of them. So,
well, I do have a favorite appliance.
Okay. What is it?
Well, I love the latte machine.
That is so bougie that you have a latte machine, by the way.
I know. We got it as a wedding gift. One day, Jamie, just put it on your registry.
You know, I would never ask for that. I'd ask for like the Ninja Creamy or the Air Fryer Part 8 or whatever comes at the time.
Oh my God. And I love my Smeg toaster, which again sounds bougie, but if it's going to be on the counter, I want it to at least look good.
It has to sparkle and shine and be the best brand. Yes, I get
that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is good for you then. If you could only keep one appliance in your house, what would it be and why? And I'm not going to include the fridge or the freezer or the oven or the stove because that's essential. But if you could only keep one aside from those four, which one would you pick?
The latte machine.
So you would keep that over everything else?
Yes, I would. Like, I need a latte in the morning. Okay, it like brings me so much joy.
Don't you guys also have like a pizza oven as well too?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, and you would still keep the latte machine.
Yeah, it's still cool. Listen, when you have two kids, You need all the help you can get.
That's why I have an ice cream machine. I have two ice cream machines, actually.
You would. Let me guess what you, honestly, I feel like you've already said it, but the air fryer.
Yeah, I use my air fryer all the time. I have two different air fryers. I have one when I'm making smaller portions of food, and then I have one when I'm making like double portions. And it also, like, it air fries, it reheats, it dehydrates, it bakes, it does everything. It's so convenient and I love it.
It sounds too good to be true.
Your face also looks completely unimpressed when I was talking about it. You're like, the I don't care fryer. About any of this.
No, because all I'm thinking about is like, have you seen all those articles where it's like the air fryer will kill you?
Why would it kill me?
It just releases chemicals.
My gosh, everything releases chemicals nowadays. You can't mow the lawn because the lawnmower is going to put all the chemicals in the you're fridge like, is going to put all chemicals. Come on.
You're like, I will kill you if you come for my air fryer.
I'm just saying, if it's going to kill me, what a way to go.
Fake news, fake news. You are fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
Two headlines are true and one is a lie. You got to figure it out. And of course, you know, I love going back to the Florida Man edition. It's
love it.
My favorite thing. Florida man tries to evade cops by somersaulting. A Florida man insists that three syringes that are pulled from his rectum are not his. And a Florida man calls 911 because he wants a ride to Hooters. Which okay, one is the biggest?
It's got to be the three syringes.
That's a real story.
No, it's yes. not.
Yeah. That man got arrested and he was hiding them in his rectum because they had
choice in them. Oh, so. Whoa.
He's like, they're not mine, bro. They're not mine.
Syringes are long.
Yeah. So good for him. Can take it. The fake news is the Florida man tries to evade the cops by somersaulting. He actually was evading the cops by cartwheeling, thinking that that would be the best way to avoid them, and he couldn't get arrested because he could cartwheel faster than they could run. He did a couple cartwheels and then he got caught and he got arrested.
The things police officers have to deal with.
I have been watching a lot of those videos on YouTube, like people who claim to be sovereign citizens or people who are just like DUIs or just refusing to get out of the vehicle. And the level of abuse that these cops have to take listening to people and arguing back and forth instead of just complying, wild to me.
I know. I couldn't do it.
No, but it would be nice to have that power over people, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my gosh! No way!
Say what?
This can't be real.
A supermarket in Austria was evacuated after a highly venomous spider was spotted in the store. And the creature has a bite that can not only kill, but also cause permanent erection.
What?
Isn't that wild?
That got my attention right there.
The Brazilian wandering spider was reportedly spotted in the store and has reached Europe before, usually by hiding in a bunch of bananas that are shipped to the store. The store called the authorities and the spider is still on the loose despite an extensive search of the store, which included sealing all the banana crates. The world's most venomous spider.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay.
Would you want a permanent erection?
I mean, I'm just thinking about that, like the men who had to deal with that, I'm sure they're running to the store to go find the spider to be like, you know what? I don't need Viagra no more, so I can use it.
Yes, exactly. Be like, can you please bite me? Please.
We have so many people who would be like, I want to be the next Spider-Man, but I guess it'd be Erection Man or something. They go to bite their banana and then they get bit by the spider.
God, that's good. That would kind of suck, though, if you had a permanent erection.
Oh, yeah. They're not fun to deal with for long periods of time because, like, you can try tucking it behind your underwear, between your legs, but, like, 24/7 erection? Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
I swear they had a Grey's Anatomy show about it. About a guy with a permanent erection, yeah.
Not fun. Well, they are fun, not for that long, but...
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Australia is wider than the moon. The moon sits at around 3,400 kilometers in diameter, while Australia's diameter is almost 4,000 kilometers.
Wearing headphones for an hour could increase the bacteria in your ears by 700 times.
How long have we been wearing our headphones for today?
Oh my god, we've been wearing headphones for like ever.
I just bought these, so I feel better about that. You are more creative in the shower. The warm water increases the flow of dopamine and makes us more creative.
Supermarket apples could be a year old. Farmers often pick apples in the fall, cover them in hot wax, hot air dry them, and then put them in cold storage. This keeps them edible and ready to sell for 6 to 12 months.
Is that true? Well, when Garrett does the harvest, does he do any of that kind of stuff with the wheat?
Well, I don't know. We don't do apples.
I know that.
I don't know how long wheat can sit for. I don't know. Well, I'm not too sure.
We'll find out for next time. Cat urine glows under a black light. It glows particularly brightly under UV lights because it contains the element phosphorus. That would be gross. Like, you know, if you go into a person's house who has a lot of cats, like more than I do, and you just take a black light to be like, I need to know where I can sit and where this cat has done its business.
Ugh, gross.
Pretty disgusting.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Okay, have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
Jamie, it's August. No. People
are doing it. I've been seeing it online.
No, they're not.
No, I've seen it. Stores have been posting Halloween decorations and candy for sale.
Oh, well, I'm guilty. I've had some Reese's Pieces. Halloween candy.
In August.
To be fair, my mother-in-law brought it over. I did not buy it.
Of course, always blaming somebody. That's okay. Well, if you start your Christmas shopping, I won't be that surprised because it's out already. People can get discounts. So do what you got to do. Wait until Halloween at least to buy more candy, okay?
I am not going Christmas shopping. Get out of here.
He says no. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Ciao.